Imagine walking all the way from Arkansas to Mexico City. That's what this expedition attempted to do. When they finally reached their destination, nearly 70% had perished. The survivors were the first Europeans to see much of the interior of the U.S. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Daniel Stevens says the Spanish explorer De Soto may have had a very high opinion of himself. It turned out to be a helpful trait to historians who study his voyage today.
In his own way, he thinks he's famous, so he brings with him chroniclers. Because of these chroniclers, we know the hardships they faced, the battles they got into.
De Soto landed near today's Bradenton, Florida.
He comes into Florida, of course, on May 30th, 1539, and he quickly goes off and he gets up to his first spot, the only spot archaeologically we know in the United States that he was definitely, which was Tallahassee, Florida. He gets there by October.
He wintered there, and the next March left Florida forever.
He marches all the way through Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, crosses the Appalachians into Tennessee, then marches south down through Alabama, then up through Mississippi, crosses the Mississippi River, and is the first European to see the Mississippi in its interior.
De Soto died in present-day Arkansas and was buried in the Mississippi River.
Then his men, now underneath the command of Luis Moscoso, his second-in-command, has a desperate bid to try to walk all the way from Arkansas down to Mexico City. They make it about as far as about Dallas, Texas, when they realize it's futile. They march back to Arkansas, and they will build boats and sail down the Mississippi River, of course coming out through Louisiana, and sail to Panchuco, Mexico by September 11, 1543.
About 1,000 men began the expedition. Only 311 are known to have survived. It's part of the story told here at DeSoto National Memorial. Traveling the Countryside in Bradenton, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.